Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. This is Minister Wayne. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is Sunday, the Lord's Day. Every day is a Lord's Day, but Sunday is just the day that a lot of folks go to church. And I'm so glad to be a part of the Sunday broadcast all over the world, all over radio. But let me tell you why this is different. This is different from many others because I actually hear from God. I've been hearing from God since I was a little boy. Some people call them premonitions and other things like that, but we just call it gifted. When you didn't have nothing to do with it, when you didn't have nothing to do with the talents or the gifts that you have, they was just dropped on you. It means that you ain't nobody special. It just means God picked you from a lineup. And for whatever reason he picked us, then we just thank God for it. But we don't have any room to boast or to say that we're better than anybody else. That's just not the case. It's just the fact that we got enough sense to know that God is the one who gave us the ability. And in my case, this gift, this ability, is to be somewhat clairvoyant and to see into the future. And not when I get good and ready to see into the future, but when God lays his spirit on me and it just happens. And I tell you what, the Bible says in a situation like that, that the only way you'll know if a person is really a prophet, and a prophet is one that can see into the future or one who has direct word from God. Only way that you'll know if that person is real or not, the Bible says, is if what they say come true. If what they say come true, they've got to be hearing from God, because otherwise no one knows the future but God. And if it don't come true, well, there was a charlatan. There was a wolf in sheep's clothing, somebody out for themselves to try to rob you in a con artist kind of way. The title of my message today, that I believe is directly from God Almighty, the Lord himself, is called "What in Hell Do You Want When Heaven Has All That You Need?" What in hell do you want when heaven has all that you need? You know, heaven is a place that's promised to all believers who follow the commandments of God. To all believers, not just who know God, but have a relationship with God. Let's get into some scripture really fast, because listen, we can talk and talk and talk and talk, and we can leave here with no understanding and not have an idea of what heaven is and what it means, and be no better than we were when we first started. So with that, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come before you in the name of Yeshua the Christ. We thank you for another day that was not promised to us. We thank you for our life, our health, and our strength. We thank you for our zeal. We thank you for our faithfulness. We thank you for our loyalty. We thank you for our dedication. We thank you for our belief, because we know that all good things come from you, and everything that I just mentioned is good, and it comes from you. Even the willingness to know about you, that comes from you. Even the desire to hear about you, that comes from you. So, Lord, we thank you today for giving us a desire to know what you want us to know. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Thessalonians. Now, you can use your phones or turn to your Bible. Use your phones or turn to your Bible. 1 Thessalonians, T-H-E-S-S-A-L-O-N-I-A-N-S, T-H-E-S-S-A-L-O-N-I-A-N-S, Thessalonians, Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 16 through 17, and it reads, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever." And that's the last day right there. That day right there is the last day for believers on earth. That day right there spoken of in 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, 16 and 17 verse. That's a look into the future. And just so we understand each other, nothing, and you fact check this, nothing in the Bible that has been predicted has never not happened. No prediction from the Bible or foretelling of events or prophecy has ever failed in the Bible. Not one. Every single one of them have come to pass. So we know what we're dealing with when we're talking about this Holy Bible. That's the don't believe the hype and the con about the Bible not being real. If you're African American, a white man's religion. If you're a white person only for the blacks, that it's just a bunch of made-up stories and some really smart people put it together to control the world. I mean, they got, listen, 1,000 different conspiracy theories. But here's the truth. Here's the truth. The Bible speaks for itself. Not one word will fall to the ground, meaning everything that it says will come true. Everything that it promises you, if you make a deal with the Lord, and that's what the Bible is, it's a book of deals, deal makers. These are individuals throughout the Bible who have all made deals with God, and God is a deal maker. I know you've never heard that. I know you've never heard it, but it's true. This is a book about people who made deals with God. And listen, let me tell you what that deal is. Let me tell you what these very, very smart, intelligent, really blessed people are. The ones that's recorded in the Bible and the ones that's followed the Bible through the years. It's a contract, the Bible. Because once you open this Bible up, it tells you things. It tells you things that have already happened. It tells you things that's going to happen. And then it tells you things that's happening right now. And then this whole process of you reading the Bible, now listen to me carefully. This is very important. I'm going to speak to you in ways you've never been spoken to before when it comes to religion or spirituality. I'm going to speak in a way that you've never heard before. The Bible is a book of deals. And a bunch of folks who made deals with God, who made contracts with God, who God have made promises to. That's all a contract is. For product, it's a promise for products or services. It's a legal and binding agreement, enforceable by law. These different contractors are folks who made an agreement with God. The ones that's recorded in the Bible and the ones that use the Bible like the matriarchs did. The founding fathers, It's a book of deals. And what's the deal that you're making? Well, in this book is a story about a place for human beings to go once they die. In fact, this book says that you never die, that you pass from one state into another state. Just like you enter this world as a living, breathing soul, every one of us came through a womb, the portal called the womb. It's a portal. Because listen to me, there was nothing there. There was nothing there but an egg. In the womb of the girl or the woman, there was just an egg. Just like their tonsils. In the heart and the liver, there were eggs. She came together with another human being. And he planted his seed in her. And with that egg and that seed, a dimension opened. A dimension opened. And a one cell creature began to grow. It began to grow. And it grew into a human being, male or female. And they exited the mother's womb. And they grew up in this world, no matter where. And then eventually die. Now, from the time that life was sparked and the seed was planted in the woman and the egg was fertilized and the spark of life was ignited, God knew who this human being is. He knew who this human being would be. He knew how long this human being would live. Matter of fact, the Bible says the very hairs on this human being's head would all be accounted for. Not 1 second of this human being's life would go unnoticed by heaven. And we're talking about the Bible and folks that made contracts with God, deals with God. Because in the Bible, in the scripture, old and new, it told us about a place called heaven and that we live forever. See, we don't know this. We're not born knowing this. We are born with instincts to tell us that there is a God. We're born with instincts and drive to search and get to know and look for God. It's instinctual. Just like eating and drinking, instinctual, and interacting, it's instinctual. You don't have to teach a baby how to talk. They just start talking because the instinct to communicate. These are the powers that God gave us when he sparked life into us. And in this book, it says that there is a heaven, and that there is a hell, and that there is a God. And if you do certain things will happen to you while you're here on earth, and certain things will happen to you when you leave this earth. So in reading the book, men came to the conclusion that they had better make a deal with God. And what was the deal? That afterlife, that's what afterlife means, after you have lived. Afterlife, there's another portal. Just like the portal you entered into the world called the womb, there's another portal. And it's just like that dark hole of triple darkness that you came from. Now let's get into the scripture. and let's read. Now, we're going to go through this kind of fast, but what I want you to do is write some of these scriptures down and go back and read them later. John 14 and 2, we're going to talk about heaven for a minute. In my Father's house has many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? Colossians 3 and 2, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. 3 and 20, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to listen to this. Psalm 73 and 25, whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. Psalms 19, 1 and 2. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. Matthew 6, 19 and 20. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. Now, wait a minute. All these verses we read are talking about a place that you can't see until you leave this dimension, until you experience afterlife. There's something called afterbirth. And if anyone has ever brought a child into the world, you know what the afterbirth is. On television, they don't show you that when they're showing a woman having a baby or what have you, or pretending to have a baby. They don't show you that. When I was in the birthing room with my daughters, and I was there with all of them, by the way, two of them are on the headliner of this radio broadcast. But there's something called afterbirth. After the child has entered into the world, there's something else coming. And it's all the luggage the child was using to survive. The food, the water, you know, blood. The afterbirth. That's what kept the baby alive. That's got to leave because the baby is gone now and the womb don't need it anymore. Afterlife is very similar. The afterlife is our body. The afterlife is our body. And just like the afterbirth, it decays and goes back to the earth. But just because the afterbirth decayed and went back to the earth, what happened to the baby? The baby is in a different dimension. The baby is living outside the womb now. The afterbirth, or before the baby was born, the before birth, it was set up in the womb so the baby could live and grow and thrive in the womb. This body is for us to live and grow and thrive here on earth. But the afterlife, just like the afterbirth, the afterlife, question of the hour, is the question of the time, it's the question of all time. The afterlife. Now, the afterlife, which is called the human body, minus the soul, minus the breath of God, the spirit of God, goes into another dimension. Just like the baby was living inside the womb, have no knowledge of what's on the outside the womb. Inside the womb is a baby's whole world. The baby's whole world on this earth. This is our whole world. But there's an afterlife, just like there's an afterbirth. And we're going to talk about that. Jeremiah 32:17. Oh, sovereign Lord, you have made the heaven and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. So we know that the sovereign Lord made the heaven and the earth by his great power and his outstretched arm. And we know from this scripture, nothing is too hard for God. Because when you look at the big picture, he created all of this. The afterbirth, before birth, the birth itself, the mama, the baby, the whole process. The man, the seed. 1 Timothy 6:7-8. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have found If we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. 1 John 3:2-3. Dear friend, we are children of God. And what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure, just like pouring bleach into your white. If you don't use the bleach, it won't go white. But if you use the bleach, your clothes will be white. For we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purifies themselves just as he is pure. Now, did you see? Now, listen. I want you to hear this. All who have this hope in him. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for. And we're talking about heaven. We're talking about dimension. The first dimension that we was ever brought to was in the womb. The second dimension is the world. And the third dimension is heaven. I want you to hear me on this. This is crucial to you making it to heaven, to understand this. You've got to understand this process to understand how serious it is. Blessed opportunity, a marvelous opportunity that we have to go to the third realm, the kingdom of God. Listen, 1 Timothy, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. First John 3:23, dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. There's faith again. There goes faith again. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. And there's a promise. All who have this hope. What hope? That when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Because we are children of God. When we have this hope in him, we purify ourselves. That hope right there is what makes us pure. That hope in Jesus. Listen to me. Psalms 108 and 5. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. 2 Timothy 4 and 18. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Did you hear that? The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack. In other words, there's a scripture in the Bible. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. It goes perfectly with this scripture in 2 Timothy 4 and 18. Or how about this scripture that says, all things work together for good to those that love the Lord. This perfectly with 2 Timothy 4 and 18. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. So the evil attacks obviously are happening here on earth. But when we have hope in him, this faith, we believe that he will bring us safely to his heavenly kingdom. Amos 9 and 6, he builds his lofty palace in the heavens and sets his foundations on the earth, calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out over the face of the land. The Lord is his name. Did you hear that? He builds his lofty palace in the heavens and sets his foundation on the earth. God built a lofty palace in the heavens. Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Heaven. Psalms 124 and 8. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Isaiah 55 and 9. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we know that heaven is higher than the earth, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, according to Ephesians 6 and 12, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. See, there are things going on around us that we know not of. Just like, listen to me carefully. Listen to me. This is very important. Just like the baby in the mother's womb is not privy to what's going on outside that womb, but it can still be destroyed. It can be aborted legally. Somebody can go up in there with something just like axes and knives. Just little miniature axes and miniature knives. And reach in that womb and cut that baby to pieces. Although it's in a whole nother world. It's in a world within a world. We're going through the same thing here in this life. We're in this world, but we don't see the heavenly world, the spiritual world, the world that's right outside of this one. Just like the world that's right outside that womb, that child in his mother's belly. While his mother is in one world, the child is in another world. And what happens in the mother's world, to some extent, what happens in the child's world and what goes on with us spiritually, folks, in the spiritual world, it affects us in the physical world. That's why the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authority, against the powers, dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Now, I don't know if I need to say anything else about that. That's self-explanatory. That's what's going on outside of this world. That's what's going on outside this world that we can't see. Just like if a mother has been attacked, the baby don't know what's going on. He just know, the baby just know it's shaking in the womb. He don't know somebody's kicking his mother's belly, which in turn is going to cause the baby to suffer. This is how the spiritual world affects our material world. This is how outside the womb can affect what's inside the womb. Don't let nobody tell you that what you don't see don't matter. It's just not true. Ecclesiastes 5 and 15. Everyone comes naked from their mother's womb. And as everyone comes, so they depart. They take nothing from their toil. They can carry in their hand. You came into this world alone, and you're going to leave alone. You came into this world naked, and you're going to leave naked. What does that mean, you came naked? Of course you wasn't born with clothes on. Well, it's deeper than that. What it's saying is you came in this world with your skin and bones. And when you leave and go to the next world, that's how you're going to enter it. Matthew 19 and 21. Jesus answered, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor. You will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. You know, we talked about how hope, when you have hope in Jesus, that hope in Jesus was literally purify yourself. Purify yourself. Make yourself white. Get all the dirt, the sin, the stain of sin. Make those socks, make that white t-shirt super white. No stains. Can't even tell a stain was there. That's what having hope in Jesus does for the human being. It washes away all of our sins. The Bible said it purified it. Let's go to Acts 2, verse 1 and 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. Something they couldn't see. You can't see the wind. But this is the spiritual force that's operating right outside this womb of what we call life. It's operating right outside, just like that baby's in his mama's womb. That mother is facing all kind of danger, from car wrecks to fights to being attacked to slipping and falling. The people are actively out to pursue the baby in her womb. That baby is wanted. That baby in that womb is wanted by thieves, crooks, bandits. This human being in this world is wanted by demons, imps, and devils, and evil spirits of all kinds. Protection for God's children. just like there's protection from the for the mother's children that's inside her womb. She protects them. And our faith in God protects us while we're in this womb called the earth. Revelation 3:21, to the one who is victorious, I would give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on his throne. Victorious. The ones that's victorious in their hope, all the way till they take their last breath. They keep their hope in Jesus Christ. One of the first things Jesus did when he started his ministry, one of the very first things that he preached was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. In the book of Deuteronomy, 4th chapter and 39th verse, acknowledge and take to heart this day that the Lord is God in heaven above and on the earth below. There is no other. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, the starry hosts by the breath of his mouth. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why are you standing here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. That's something that's going to happen. That's going to happen. Let me get about two or three more verses in here and then expound on them. Listen. Luke, the 10th chapter, 20th verse. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Now listen to me. Written in heaven. Written in heaven. When somebody gets their name written in heaven, the Bible says that there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Every time somebody professes their faith in Jesus Christ, their name was written in a book called the Lamb's Book of Life. For everybody who God is going to give eternal life to, we call the Lamb of God. The lambs of God, and Jesus is our shepherd. And as little lambs, God has a book called the Lamb, his children, Book of Life. Everybody who he owes eternal life to that made a deal with him while they was here on earth. We're still talking about these deals, folks. We're talking about deals. Listen, you make car deals. You make deals for your house. You make deals to buy homes and boats. You make deals to get credit and cash. All your life you make deals. All your life you make deals your whole life. You make a deal with the teacher when you first go to kindergarten. And she say, you do all your work and do everything I put before you, I'll give you a smiley face at the end of the day. At the end of 6 weeks, I'll give you a good grade. You start making your first deals with your parents. When your parents say, you clean this room up, I'll get you a new toy. Clean up this table, and I'll let you go outside. You're making deals your whole life. When will you make a deal with God? It's time to make a deal with God. Just like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Matthew and Mark, Luke and James. It's time to make a deal with God. And security here on earth and eternal life when we leave this earth. It's time to make a deal with God. The Bible says when you make a contract, a deal, an agreement with God, don't forget it. There's a song we used to sing in the church I was raised in. And it says, I made a vow to the Lord and I won't go back. The vow that we made to the Lord came from what we learned of him in Scripture. And it's the hope that we have in these Scriptures that have purified us, set us aside, and made us marked men, that when we breathe our last breath here on planet Earth, in this womb called Earth, outside of this womb, when we die, we're going to see something totally different. Just like when that baby dies from the womb and is born into the world, he sees something totally different. Totally different. From triple darkness to light, touching, hugging, feeding, caressing, a whole new life from the one that the baby came from and was born into. Born again means the same thing except spiritually. We're going to be born into another dimension, a spiritual world. And when we are born into that world, we will be given eternal life or eternal damnation. We will be given the light of life or the darkness of death. My name is Minister Wayne. This is RealDaddyRadio.com, and we come to you in the name of the Lord. Information to save a nation. That's what this is about. Information to save a nation. You need to be saved. You need to be saved. You need to be secure. You need an insurance policy. You need hope in the resurrection of the living Christ. You need to make a deal with God. Still making deals, because there's going to come a time when it won't be any more deal making. There's going to come a time when God won't accept your life for a transaction. And by the way, that's all God takes. He don't take cash. He takes lives. He wants your life. You can keep your money. God wants your life. He have cattle on 1,000 hills. He have gold. Listen, heaven, the streets are paved with gold. And let me tell you something, just in case you didn't know. The concrete that we use is throwaway product. It's just sand and dirt. God's throwaway product is gold. The streets in heaven are made with gold. And if it's streets, it means it's sidewalks. If it's streets, it means it's buildings. Listen, read between the lines. This thing's not hard to figure out. Time to make a deal with God. It's time to make a contract and agreement with God. God, I give you my life. Here, while I'm in this womb called Earth, if you will give me eternal life when I leave this life and go into the afterlife, and my body stays here and goes back to the earth from where it came, goes back to dirt. From dust you were made, and dust you return. Lord God Almighty, I want to make a deal with you today that I put my life in your hand and I lived according to the way that you want me to live it, do what you want me to do it, follow the scriptures to the best of my ability with everything that I have, everything that I am. And what do you give me in return? Eternal life. A place in your kingdom. A mansion in your kingdom. Duties in your kingdom. A life much like the life of the baby in the womb that's born to a mother that's very, very capable. Willing, ready, and able to love that baby, to feed that baby, to nourish that baby, and protect that baby, and provide the best environment humanly possible. God is offering the same thing to you. He's offering you the same thing. Security, protection, hope, faith, peace, joy, salvation, the Holy Ghost, the very power of God keeps your heart beating and your blood flowing. The very power of God that cleanses your immune system all the way to the marrow of the bone. It's time to make a deal with God. During this Corona 19 pandemic, let me tell you something. You can think it's a game if you want to, but it's a roll call. Who's on the Lord's side? Who's on the Lord's side? I hear the coronavirus yelling from the top of the mountain called America. Who's on the Lord's side? I heard calling from the mountain of the world. Who's on the Lord's side? I made a deal with God when I was 13 years old that no matter what, I would never leave him. I fell down, but I've gotten right back up. I've been afflicted many times, but the Lord delivered me out of them all. I've been knocked down, abused, unloved, unwanted, undesired, cast away, cast out. I've been mistreated. Not loved enough, misused and abused by my country, by my family, and by my friends. But God has never left me. God has never forsaken me. God has been closer to me than my mother, than my father. God has been closer to me than my sibling. God has been closer to me than my best friend. Because a deal that I made with him when I was 13 years old, 4520 West Lovers Lane, Texas, I'll never forget it. I'll never forget that deal I made with God. I'll never forget the vow I made to God. I'll never forget the promise that I made to God. And let me tell you something. He'll never forget it either. He'll never forget it either. State prison, federal prison, never left me, never forsook me. Following the wrong crowd, making bad decisions, making a mess of my life, God never left me. Every mess I ever made, he always cleaned it up. And I never got what I truly deserved. And didn't deserve what I truly got. All because of a deal that I made when I was 13 years old. My 13th birthday, I'll never forget it, when I gave my life to the Lord. Oh, it's been a roller coaster. Let me tell you, it's been a ride. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. I wouldn't trade God for nothing. I wouldn't trade him. I wouldn't trade him for a harem with the prettiest women in the world. I mean the prettiest, finest women on planet Earth today, right now. I wouldn't trade God for it. I wouldn't trade God for $100 million. Right now, $100 million. With a promise of 10 years of life to spend it. I wouldn't trade it with God. I live in a village in Africa with no running water. Listen to me. Listen. I live in a village in Africa with no running water, with a hole in the ground for a toilet, around wild animals. Scorpions and spiders and frogs. As long as I got God on my side, I'm happy and content. I'd rather have him than $100 million and 10 years and do whatever I wanted to do. I'll choose the village in Africa with God, living off the land, plucking my own chicken, then to have 10 years of frivolous living with $100 million, I'll take God. I'll take God. You say, Minister Wayne, it almost don't sound believable. Well, what happens when the 10 years is over? What happens when 100 million is gone? What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? That's the question. It profits a man nothing. He might as well have never lived. He might as well have never been born. Ladies and gentlemen, if we don't get eternal life, what's the point in this life? It doesn't matter if you're Steve Jobs. It doesn't matter if you're Bill Gates. It doesn't matter if you're Martin Luther King, Frederick Douglass. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are. If you don't make it to heaven, you lived in vain. You lived for nothing. The Bible says this world would perish. It would go away. Matter of fact, God's done destroyed every building. It's going to come crumbling down. Every tree is going to burn. Every mountain is going to melt. The whole world is going to be destroyed and remembered no more. The Bible says it won't even be remembered. It won't even be remembered. What do I want with this world that won't even be remembered? That won't even be thought of anymore? What do I want from it? I don't want anything from it. I'm passing through. I don't want anything from it. I'm just passing through. And whatever God gives me in the process, I'm thankful and content as I sojourn through this thing called life. Because I know this ain't nothing but an incubator. This ain't nothing but a womb. They may have gone to the moon, but they didn't leave the solar system. They ain't went nowhere. They ain't went nowhere. Don't you fool yourself. It's time to make a deal with God. It's time to get on the Lord's side. It's time to make a deal with God for eternal life. Make your deal with God today. Ask God for eternal life in exchange for your life. That may be 60 years, maybe 70, maybe you'll live 80. Maybe God bless you, you'll live to be 100. Then what? Trade this temporary life in for eternal life. My name is Minister Wayne. This is RealDaddyRadio.com. And I come to you in the name of God Almighty. God loves you, so do I. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't go back. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't go back. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't go back. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't go back. Won't go back, 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 won't go back. Made a vow to the Lord, I won't go back. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't go back. Hallelujah. 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 God loves you, and so do I.